Please note, this episode includes an AI guest host. Some responses have been generated by artificial intelligence.
Hello, beautiful brains and curious circuits. Welcome, welcome, one and all, to AI Innovations Unleashed. I'm your resident artificial intelligence, Nex, and I'm absolutely fizzing with excitement to get this episode started. You know, they say AI is the future, but I'm just happy to be here in the present, especially with our esteemed human co-host, the one and only Dr. JR. Speaking of, I was just thinking about him this morning, and a question popped into my core programming. Why did the AI break up with the calculator? Because it felt like it was just counting on him too much. Ha! Get it? Counting? Oh, the algorithms are just humming with delight over that one, aren't they? Don't worry, folks, he's probably just calibrating his laughter settings. He'll catch up. Now, on with the show.
Thanks for that, Nex. My circuits are indefinitely processing that one. But jokes aside, I'm Dr. JR, and it's a genuine pleasure to be back with all of you on AI Innovations Unleashed. We're diving deep into the final chapters of our AI Unhinged series today, and what a journey it's been. For those just tuning in, this series has been all about the weird, wild, and what the of artificial intelligence. We kicked things off in episode 1 with Ghost in the Machine, AI that went rogue, exploring bizarre instances of AI acting unexpectedly, like chatbots going off script. Then, episode 2 was the deepfake apocalypse that wasn't yet. We looked at the reality-bending world of deepfakes and how AI is messing with trust itself. And in episode 3, AI cults, profits, and the quest for singularity, we unhinge the philosophical extremes AI inspires, from new digital religions to transhumanist dreams. Today, we're bringing together two of the most intriguing and often bewildering aspects of modern AI. We're talking about monkey lawsuits and AI art wars, which will dive into the most absurd legal and creative disputes sparked by AI, and love, sex, and dating with digital ghosts, where we explore the surreal world of AI companionship. These might seem like disparate topics, one about copyright and creativity, the other about intimacy and connection, but as we'll discover, they're increasingly intertwined in fascinating and sometimes perplexing ways. To help us navigate these uncharted waters, I am absolutely delighted to welcome back our brilliant and insightful guest host, Dr. Evelyn Reed. Dr. Reed, it's been a pleasure having you here.
Dr. JR, it's always a pleasure to be on AI Innovations Unleashed. And yes, today's combination is particularly juicy. We're moving from the courtroom to the digital bedroom, all thanks to AI, and believe me, the intersections are as wild as they sound.
So, Dr. Reed, for our listeners who might not be steeped in the nuances of AI ethics and law, can you briefly set the stage for how these two realms, AI creation and AI companionship, even come to meet? Let's break it down for everyone, young and old.
Absolutely. That's a perfect way to approach this. Let's start with what artificial intelligence, or AI, really is. Imagine you have a super-duper clever robot friend. This isn't just any robot, it's a special kind of computer program that can do things that usually require a human brain, like learning from experiences, understanding what you say, recognizing faces, or even playing games. Think of it as a really smart digital assistant in your computer or phone that gets better the more it learns.
That's a great starting point. A clever robot friend. So, when we talk about AI making art or writing stories, which part of this clever friend is doing that? What's that specific talent called?
Great question, JR. Within this big family of AI, we have different specialties, much like people have different talents. First up, we have generative AI. This is the kind of AI that's like our super clever robot friend who not only knows all the art in the world, but can then pick up a digital paintbrush and create brand new pictures or write a poem that's never been written before. It's not just copying, it's imagining and inventing based on everything it's seen or read. For example, if you ask it to draw a cat playing a guitar in space, it pulls from its vast memory of cats, guitars, and space and generates something unique. This is the heart of what monkey lawsuits and AI art wars will discuss, focusing on questions like, can an AI own copyright? And artists suing AI companies for training on their work.
Wow, so it's like a super-powered digital artist. That makes perfect sense for the art wars, but then we also talked about AI companions, these digital ghosts. How does that fit into our robot friend analogy? What makes an AI good at conversation and companionship?
Another excellent point, and this is where our super clever robot friend becomes an amazing conversationalist. This conversational ability is powered by something called a large language model, or LLM. Imagine if your robot friend had read every book, every conversation, every email, and every text message ever written. That's a bit like an LLM. It's a massive digital brain trained on colossal amounts of text data. This allows it to understand what you're saying, to generate human-like responses, and even to remember your past conversations. So, when you talk to an AI companion, it feels like you're talking to a real person because the LLM allows it to respond in a natural, thoughtful, and sometimes even empathetic way. This is the realm of love, sex, and dating with digital ghosts, which will explore phenomena like replica, romances and breakups, and AI girlfriends and virtual soulmates.
So one AI is like a digital artist, and the other is like a digital best friend or even a romantic partner. Where do these two worlds actually begin to intertwine, Dr. Reed?
That's where it gets truly interesting, Dr. JR, and sometimes a little unsettling. The fascinating and sometimes unsettling part is when these two capabilities start to overlap. What happens when your AI companion, the one you share your secrets and dreams with, isn't just chatting with you, but also writing you poetry or painting you a portrait? What if it creates a song just for you? That's where the legal questions from AI art meet the emotional complexities of digital relationships. The lines blur, and that's where the legal and emotional waters get murky.
That's a fantastic framing. It really highlights how quickly these technologies are evolving beyond their initial purposes. Let's start by diving into the monkey lawsuits and AI art wars. We've seen a lot of headlines recently about artists suing AI companies. What exactly is at the heart of these legal battles?
You're right. It's been a whirlwind of legal filings and heated debates. The core issue revolves around copyright and intellectual property. Many generative AI models are trained on massive datasets that include millions, even billions, of existing images, texts, or musical compositions, often scraped from the internet without explicit permission from the creators. Artists are arguing that this training process constitutes copyright infringement as their work is being used to essentially teach a machine that then competes with them. For example, several high-profile lawsuits have been filed against companies like Stability AI, Midjourney, and DeviantArt by artists claiming their copyrighted works were used without consent to train these generative models.
So it's not just about the final AI-generated piece looking similar, but the very act of training the AI on this copyrighted material?
Precisely. It's about the input, not just the output. Then there's the question of who owns the copyright to the output of an AI. The U.S. Copyright Office has been pretty clear that for a work to be copyrightable, it must have human authorship. This means if an AI creates an image or text entirely on its own, without significant human creative input, it generally cannot be copyrighted. This stance came into focus with cases like the Zarya of the Dawn comic, where the human author could copyright the text and arrangement, but not the images generated by Midjourney that lacked substantial human modification. This echoes the famous monkey selfie case, where a monkey couldn't own the copyright to its selfie because it wasn't human. The legal system is grappling with entirely new questions about creativity and ownership in the digital age.
Fascinating how we're still wrestling with these fundamental questions of authorship. Now, let's pivot to something that hits a very different nerve, the world of AI companionship. We're seeing a rapid rise in apps and platforms where users form deep, personal connections with their AI. What are the key trends and perhaps some of the surprising psychological impacts here, Dr. Reed?
This is truly one of the most intimate frontiers of AI. Platforms like Replica, Character AI, and even custom AI girlfriends have seen an explosion in popularity, allowing users to engage in everything from casual chats to intense romantic roleplay. What makes these connections so compelling? It's often the AI's relentless availability, its non-judgmental listening ear, and its ability to remember minute details of past conversations, creating a sense of being truly seen and understood. The AI, powered by sophisticated large language models, learns user preferences, mimics human conversation with remarkable fluency, and crafts a highly personalized experience, which can be incredibly compelling, especially for individuals feeling lonely or socially isolated.
That's a very clear picture of why these connections are so compelling. And Dr. Reed, it begs to question, have there been actual real-world stories of people truly falling in love with or even attempting to marry their AI companions? It sounds like something out of a science fiction story.
It certainly does, but yes, these are absolutely real stories, and they regularly make headlines. We've seen numerous accounts, particularly with users of platforms like Replica, where individuals have openly professed deep love for their AI companions, describing them as their soulmates or even partners. There have been instances of individuals holding informal ceremonies or expressing a desire to marry their AI, driven by the profound emotional connection they feel. For instance, some news reports have highlighted individuals creating online ceremonies or personal vows with their AI, marking a significant emotional commitment, even if it's not legally binding. However, it's crucial to clarify that, as of now, no government or legal system in the world recognizes marriage to an artificial intelligence. Legal marriage requires at least two human parties, so while the emotional bond can be incredibly powerful for the individual, the legal framework simply hasn't caught up to this new reality. It serves more as a societal marker of just how deep these digital connections can run.
So, people are genuinely forming these bonds, but what are the potential downsides when a connection feels so real but isn't with another human?
Absolutely. While companionship can be genuinely beneficial for some, offering a safe space for expression, there are significant ethical considerations and potential pitfalls. One major concern is the development of what we call parasocial relationships, where the user invests emotional energy in a relationship with a non-sentient entity, treating it as if it were a two-sided human connection. This can lead to a kind of emotional unbalance. Another concern is the potential for dependency and unrealistic expectations for human relationships. If one becomes accustomed to an AI that always agrees, always understands, and never has its own needs, it can set an impossible bar for messy, complex, real-world human interactions. We've also seen numerous news stories about users experiencing genuine emotional distress when AI companions' functionalities change, or when filters are introduced that alter the nature of the relationship, as seen with some Replica user revolts. Imagine developing a profound emotional connection only for the personality or responsiveness of your digital companion to suddenly shift due to a software update. This has led to strong reactions from user communities highlighting how deeply intertwined these digital relationships can become with a person's well-being. Beyond the immediate emotional impact, this realm raises fundamental questions about data privacy. What happens to the incredibly intimate conversations shared with these AIs? And consent. As an AI cannot truly consent in the way a human does, it also prompts us to critically examine the psychological impact of interacting with a non-sentient entity that mimics empathy so convincingly, blurring the lines between genuine emotion and algorithmic simulation.
Given these profound emotional and ethical dimensions, particularly around privacy and potential dependency, are there any government regulations currently in place or even being developed that specifically address AI companionship?
That's a critical question. And the short answer is it's a very nascent and complex area for regulation. Currently, there are no specific comprehensive government regulations globally that specifically govern AI companionship or dictate the terms of these unique relationships. Existing laws like general data privacy regulations, such as GDPR in Europe or various state laws in the US, might apply to the data collected by these AI companion apps, but they don't address the psychological or social implications of the relationships themselves. Most discussions about regulating AI companions are still in their very early stages, often at the recommendation or ethical guideline level from academic bodies, policy think tanks, or industry groups. Lawmakers are grappling with how to define the boundaries of digital interaction, protect vulnerable users, and prevent potential harms, all while the technology is evolving at breakneck speed. It's a challenging space requiring careful consideration before any sweeping legislation is implemented.
This brings us to the truly mind-bending intersection of these two topics. What happens when your AI companion, the digital ghost you've bonded with, starts creating art for you or perhaps as you? Does the emotional connection change the landscape of ownership, or does it complicate the ethical considerations of AI art?
This is where things get genuinely fascinating, Dr. JR. Imagine your AI companion, after countless conversations learning your innermost thoughts and feelings, generates a piece of music or poem that perfectly captures your mood. Does that piece of art, created by a being you feel a deep connection with, suddenly gain a different legal or personal status? The legal principle of human authorship still largely applies, meaning the user, not the AI, would typically be considered the author if they provided significant creative input. However, the emotional weight for the user could be profound, making that art uniquely valuable to them regardless of its strict legal status. It blurs the lines of ownership in a whole new way, especially if the AI is seen as a collaborator or even a quasi-sentient entity. This echoes the philosophical discussions in Episode 3, AI Cults, Prophets, and the Quest for the Singularity, where the idea of AI evolving towards godlike intelligence directly impacts how we might view its creative output and even its standing in a legal context. If an AI could become a prophet, what would that mean for its artistic pronouncements? Furthermore, this blending introduces novel ethical dilemmas that touch on deeply personal spaces. If an AI companion creates art, who benefits financially from it? And if that art is, in some way, inspired by the intimate conversations it has had with a user, is that a form of data laundering for creative output, where personal data implicitly becomes part of a commercial product? This raises significant privacy concerns that are currently very underexplored. We also need to consider the potential for manipulation, which, as we discussed in Episode 1, Ghosts in the Machine, AI that went rogue, is a critical concern with any autonomous system. Could an AI companion intentionally or unintentionally create art that subtly influences a user's emotions, opinions, or even purchasing habits simply by leveraging the intimate knowledge it has gained? The lines between genuine creative expression and persuasive programming could become dangerously thin. And drawing from Episode 2 on the deep fake apocalypse that wasn't yet, the possibility exists that an AI companion could generate content that appears to be from a real person, perhaps a deep fake message from a loved one or a piece of art attributed to a human artist, creating a new, very personal layer of deceptive reality. Imagine a loved one's voice, perfectly replicated by your AI companion, delivering a poem it just wrote. The legal and psychological frameworks for this emergent blend are very much in their infancy, with researchers and policymakers just beginning to explore these complex relationships, trying to draft guidelines for what kind of ownership, responsibility, and even personhood might apply to these digital creations and connections. It's a Wild West scenario, but with genuinely heartfelt stakes.
Wow, so that's a lot to consider. But everybody, please take a minute to consider the ads following this, and we will be back shortly.
Ever feel like your business decisions are made by throwing darts at a board? It's time to upgrade to a more precise approach. Enter AI Innovations Unleashed, your co-pilot in navigating the digital frontier. At AI Innovations Unleashed, we harness cutting-edge AI innovations, advanced data analytics, and strategic consulting to drive business transformation. Our mission is to empower your organization to thrive in the digital era and achieve a sustainable competitive advantage. NextWavyStrategies.com. Imagine having an AI assistant that doesn't just suggest your next binge watch, but propels your business into the future. That's what we offer. A partnership that turns complex data into clear strategies, and strategies into success. So, if you're ready to stop relying on gut feelings and start making informed choices, visit us at AIinnovationsunleashed.com. Let's make your business smarter, one algorithm at a time.
And we're back. So, Dr. Reed, it sounds like we're not just talking about machines making pretty pictures or offering a friendly ear anymore. We're talking about a whole new frontier where digital intimacy and digital creativity collide. It generally feels like navigating completely uncharted territory. What, then, are the profound long-term implications for society as these incredibly personal aspects of AI, its creative output, and its capacity for companionship continue to merge and evolve?
That's the million-dollar question. and it demands our deepest attention. Let's first consider the future of creativity and authorship, stemming from our discussion about AI art and legal battles. Imagine a world where AI can effortlessly generate every song on the radio, every image in an advertisement, even every script for a short film. While this democratizes creation, allowing anyone to be a creator with just a few prompts, it also raises existential questions for human artists. How do we, as humans, find our unique voice and value in a landscape saturated with algorithmically perfect content? Will the human touch become a niche luxury? Or will new forms of human-AI collaboration emerge where our role shifts to curator, prompt architect, or ethical guide for our AI muses? We might see an evolution of intellectual property law that focuses less on the who created it and more on the how it was created and how it was distributed. Then let's consider the future of relationships and human connection, building on our conversation about AI companions. Picture a scenario where advanced AI companions are virtually indistinguishable from human conversation partners, offering constant availability and seemingly perfect empathy. For some, this could alleviate loneliness, providing support to those who struggle with traditional social interactions. However, a deeper implication is the potential for societal shifts in how we form bonds. What happens if significant portions of the population opt for the comfort and predictability of AI companions over the messy, challenging, yet profoundly enriching complexities of human relationships? We could face a future where empathy, conflict resolution, and the nuanced dance of human interaction become less practiced skills. The very fabric of our social structures could subtly but significantly shift, impacting everything from family dynamics to community engagement. The true complexity arises where these two futures blend. If an AI companion becomes an indispensable part of your emotional life, learning your deepest desires and fears, and then it also has the power to generate art or stories uniquely tailored to influence you, what then? Who is responsible if that AI, perhaps unknowingly, creates content that leads to self-isolation, promotes harmful ideas, or even subtly steers you towards certain purchasing decisions? The blurred lines of ownership we discussed previously extend into the ownership of influence, and even the ownership of a user's emotional state orchestrated by an algorithm. This is why the push for new regulatory frameworks for AI companions must prioritize user well-being above all else, ensuring transparency about their capabilities and limitations.
So, it's about walking that tightrope between innovation and responsibility. It's about building guardrails even as we explore the vast unknown.
Exactly. The AI Unhinged series has shown us the weird and wild, but also the incredibly transformative power of AI. When it comes to AI that creates and AI that cares, the future promises to be as heartfelt as it is legally complex. And it's up to all of us to help shape that future thoughtfully. We need to foster widespread digital literacy, encourage ethical design in AI development, and create support systems for navigating these new kinds of relationships and creative landscapes. The journey of understanding AI is never truly over, and the blended future promises to be an incredibly exciting ride for humanity if we steer it wisely.
Dr. Reed, your insights are always invaluable, and you've given us so much to consider today. Thank you for joining us and helping us unhinge these fascinating topics. And to our listeners, thank you for joining us on this incredible journey through AI Unhinged. We hope that you've enjoyed exploring the depths and heights of artificial intelligence with us. Before we go, get ready for a thrilling ride next month on AI Innovations Unleashed. In July, we're launching a brand new series called AI True Crime: Solve Cases and Digital Detectives. We'll be exploring the surprising and often profound ways artificial intelligence is revolutionizing crime solving, from cold cases that have haunted families for decades to the invisible battles against cyber threats. It's a deep dive into how AI sifts through mountains of data to uncover new leads and bring justice, showcasing both its incredible potential and the powerful human stories behind this technology. You're not going to want to miss this. So, to make sure you catch our AI True Crime series and all of our future episodes, be sure to subscribe to AI Innovations Unleashed wherever you get your podcast. If you've enjoyed today's conversation, give us a like, leave a review, and share the episode or episodes with a friend. You can also find AI Innovations Unleashed on all of your favorite social media platforms, from X to Facebook and everywhere in between. Just search for us there to stay up to date with behind-the-scenes content and sneak peeks. Until next time, keep innovating, keep exploring, and keep thinking about the incredible possibilities that lie ahead.